I'm Amy from All Souls Church, not technically in Astley Bridge, but we're quite local.
And what have you been doing as part of Astley Bridge Festival?
We've got Holding History, which is, I've brought in some objects, some of which were found in All Souls Church, some of which I borrowed from Bolton Museum, and we're letting people touch them. Some things, it's quite obvious what they are, like we've got a bedpan, we've got a pair of clogs, and then some other things have provoked quite a lot of discussion as to what it is, what was it used for, and some things we've not even agreed on. So, I think it's gone really well. Quite a lot of people have been in. We've had a few children, quite a lot of older people who really enjoyed coming in and just picking up the objects, seeing what they thought it was. And then that triggered other things. And then we've had photographs, we've got music, we've got lots and lots of boards with information on. And people haven't just been wandering in and then going straight out. They've been staying hours and hours and hours, actually. People stayed all day.
I noticed that because I came in the morning and I came back, the same people here. And I thought, oh, that's really nice.
Yeah. So it's a little bit quieter yesterday because... a lot of people came yesterday, more than we thought. They were literally banging the doors down at 11 o'clock and we weren't quite finished. People have been making memory bunting with old photographs, and then the feedback on the tree, we've been reading some of that, it's been really, really good. People have said like they've really enjoyed it, they had a brilliant day. It's been really important to them, actually. So.
Well, I spoke to one of the ladies outside. She was nearly in tears when she was just talking about coming back to Astley Bridge. And that was really nice to see the memorabilia. So definitely an important part of the festival. So what about you, Robin? What have you been doing?
We've just been literally showing people around for the exhibition spaces. We've got Astley Bridge before and after. So what it's like in the modern day and what it was like before it from particular sites across the ward. And we've got a World War One site. Section. We've got music playing from the war. And then we've got memorabilia from the past that people can actually come and feel, and plenty of exhibitions and plenty of
made some treats as well.
Yes. And I made flat cakes, which was apparently a favourite pastime treat from the wartime period. And they went down a storm.
They were very nice.
Good.
Very nice. So, Leslie, you've been running this area. How do you think it's gone?
Oh, it's gone really well. It's been so nice seeing everybody coming in and seeing all the lovely comments. And we've even had people connecting with each other that have not seen each other for 40 years, the people that have come from other areas that grew up in this area to see the exhibition, which was absolutely fab.
That's great. And if we were to come back next year and Astley Bridge Festival was going to happen, is there anything else you'd like to bring to this park?
Yeah, I think that perhaps if we was to do it at another location to give other people from the borough the experience of the images, because it's been quite local. There's a few people, especially elderly residents, that have actually been to see us that perhaps from other areas wouldn't necessarily be able to get here. So I think maybe if we was to shuffle the cards around and like the floristry was here and other... You know, particular. Yeah, yeah. And then it gives other people opportunities, because we were saying that how do we add and make this better is going to be really, really difficult. So I think if we shuffled and we went to other areas, and one of the comments yesterday was, why can't you have the exhibition going around the borough? So it's kind of like that was from the feedback that we got.
And you were like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.